Another factor may be the phenomenon of use it or lose it. Perhaps if you use your mind, use your brain, which we encourage everyone to do, of course, a lot throughout your life, you're less likely to get Alzheimer's. But what's the chicken and what's the egg here? It really is a chicken and egg problem. Maybe it is that people who are able to use their minds quite effectively, have challenging occupations, and do important things with their brain power, they already have such a good physiological reserve in the brain that even if they were to get Alzheimer's disease, they resist its badness, so to speak. Or is it the other way around? Is it the cart before the horse? And that is that by training their mind to do a lot of complicated stuff throughout their lives and work in intellectually challenging fields, then they build up their reserve. So we don't know which one it is. The reserve is there from the beginning, at birth or during development, and that resists Alzheimer's, or the person who happens to be interested in doing a lot of work with their mind builds up a resistance, and it might well be both. But although scientists like myself were skeptical of the use it or lose it idea, we're starting to see some evidence of that in animal work and even in human psychology.